Mini episode 75 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.info.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
We're here with Ken Palmer from A Giant Insider. It's FDH Lounge mini episode number 75. Rick Morris and Ken Palmer. Breaking down now the Super Bowl that the Giants are going to be involved in. Of course, the big rematch with the Patriots, Ken covering the Giants. I guess I'll start on the obvious question here, Ken. The run that the team has been on, very similar, at least in a surface sense, to 4 years ago, as well as one could say the one that the Packers went on last year. Ironically, the Packers who went down at the hands of the Giants a couple of weeks back. What are the key differences and the key similarities as you see them between now and them? I know that one of the key differences would be a tremendous turnover in personnel, but a lot of the key players remain the same. So differences and similarities to 4 years ago with this matchup.
I just think that they've gotten stronger in a couple key areas. You know, that team 4 years ago, they had the pass rush going all season long. You know, that was a staple of that defense. We're going to come after you. We're going to sack you. We're going to hit your quarterback. Whereas that wasn't this Giants defense until recently. It's only been the last couple regular season games and now the playoffs that they've been able to kind of unleash that pass rush attack. And on the flip side, the running game. The Giants had a much better running game 4 years ago. This year it's kind of been stubbing its toe, but it's gotten better. They had 170 late in the year. And then in these recent playoff games, they've been able to run the ball better, I think, as the offensive line gets more comfortable together, grows more cohesive. So to me, those are two key, you know, roads to success, rushing the passer and running the football. And there are two things this Giants team hasn't had most of the season, but they sure as heck have them both going right now.
Oh, they do. They do. The other thing I'd like to ask about, because certainly if it's a big deficiency in the Super Bowl, the team's not much of a to win, the secondary. The secondary really has not looked good for a good chunk of this year, and that's not a good thing to say about a team that's going to be going up against the Patriots with the Tom Brady attack. Granted, they can't stretch the field like they did 4 years ago with Moss, but they just kill you on the underneath stuff with the tight ends and Welker in the slot. How do you see the secondary standing up to them?
Yeah, I mean, they've done a better job, but it's coincided with the pass rush. You know, it's a lot of, you know, Rick and I could play corner if the quarterback's getting sacked after two-step drops. So it all runs together, and they have been doing a better job. But like I said, it's kind of a lot of the factor is that the quarterbacks had less time to throw. To me, a big matchup this game is going to be the linebackers and the two tight ends, because the Giants have done a great job shutting down tight ends recently, but they've been able to do it by alternating Mathias Kiwanuka and Michael Boley. Kiwi's bigger, tougher, stronger, but not as athletic and quick. Boley's very quick and instinctive, but not as big and strong. Instead of being able to alternate these guys, you're going to need them both. You're going to have them both lined up on these tight ends because you can't afford to use Antrell Roll in that spot because you need him in the secondary. You need him to help out on a Wes Welker type of thing. So to me, obviously it's no breaking news to say that the Patriots' two tight ends have been a matchup nightmare this year, but it may be an exceptional nightmare for the Giants because they have been able to shut down tight ends by alternating their linebackers. But now by splitting the two out on the two guys, I think it's going to be a lot tougher for them to kind of shut them down.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's going to be certainly one of the two or three most critical matchups of the Super Bowl is seeing what happens with that awesome pair of tight ends. I got to tell you, too, as somebody who's on his I Told You So tour about Jason Pierre-Paul, are you hearing from any Giants fans, or are you hearing from anybody who's admitting that they were against the pick? Because I remember looking at the message boards when he was drafted, and if people are intellectually honest, quite frankly, in that fan base, they have a lot to apologize for right now. Or is everybody trying to pretend that they were in favor of the pick all along?
Well, that's usually, you know, that's the general fan consensus anyway. You'll find Giants fans now that after they lost to the Redskins that fall to 7-7 and everyone was calling for the coach's job, you'll find people out say, oh, no, I knew they could go to the Super Bowl. I knew they had it in them. So you and I know that. And most fans know that that's absurd, too. Most fans are honest with themselves. But, you know, it's funny with Pierre Paul. There's a gentleman, and I hope against hope he's listening right now. I won't name him, but he knows who he is, that writes into my paper all the time. And did he ever bash me all off season, early in the season, after the preseason, for saying how good Pierre Paul was? Don't put him in Canton yet. This guy's not going to turn out to anything. He had a good preseason game. What's the difference? And, I mean, you know, I'm not an I-told-you-so guy, but in this case, absolutely I told you so. And I know you were a fan of him, too. And the best thing about Pierre Paul right now is he's going to get better because as teams adapt to him, he's also adapting to the league. This guy has so little football, you know, background that he's still learning the game and he's still learning blocking tendencies and what he can get away with and different things like that. So, you know, a lot of people are kind of figuring, all right, well, the league's going to catch up to him, but he's, you know, he's still catching up to the league at this point, and I could see him getting a lot better. He's been tremendous as a pass rusher, but he's been very impressive stopping the run as well. So the Giants, yeah, they sure as heck hit it big there. There's no doubt about that, Rick.
Yeah, they really did. Ken, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, my friend. The old cliche, the best of times, the worst of times. Your Giants are in the Super Bowl. I know you're going to have a great time covering them next week. But on top of that, more importantly, condolences on the passing of your friend, Joe Paterno. Thanks for sharing all your perspectives on everything today, my friend.
You bet, Rick. Always a pleasure, and look forward to wrapping with you again soon. Enjoy the Super Bowl, buddy.
I certainly will, Ken. I certainly will. Maybe we can get you back on sometime in draft season here. Thank you, as always.
Stay well, pal. Be good.
You too, Ken. Appreciate having you on, as always. Our good friend, Ken Palmer, everyone. It's been a pleasure having him on the FDH Lounge.